Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at
Menards. I should be writing number 426.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my
Hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Murr. And if you're curious about my stance on the latest Medium article having to do with being handed a big bag of money for publishing and losing it because you don't know what to do with a big bag of money, most of the hot takes on the internet are what you should read, but Matt and I have a Ditch Diggers episode coming up soon that will cover what to do if with your first advance. Because, again and again, even the best MFA programs teach you the art and not the business. And I don't know who teaches the business. I don't know if that's taught anywhere, which is why I have the podcast Ditch Diggers with my friend Matt. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'm just telling you that's coming up, depending on when I can get it edited and posted. Today, I want to talk about agents, because somebody sent me a good question, which was, what if I write in more than one different genre? Can I, should I have more than one agent? And there may be some disagreements to this, but on the whole, no, you should not. Agents do a vast variety of things. They have lunches and meetings with editors in order to sell you and your books. They look at your contracts and negotiate your contracts. They help you edit your book, some of them, to be in submissionable stage. Is that a word? Submissionable? I'm not sure. But anyway, and it seems like what you want two agents for is just the one thing of knowing who to talk to in that genre. It doesn't matter whether your contract is for nonfiction or fiction, it's a contract, and agents know how to read those. So if you get an agent, they're going to know what to do with the contract. They're going to know how to negotiate. I have a agent for science fiction, but when someone approached me to do the I Should Be Writing book, Jen handled that. I didn't go looking for a nonfiction agent. Also, you know, a lot of agents take your career in mind when they take you on. They're not thinking, I'm going to represent this book. They're thinking, I'm going to represent this person, and they hope it's a long relationship. And so, if you've got more than one agent thinking about your career as a whole, that could get really dicey. Because whose advice are you going to listen to? And is the other one going to accept the fact that their advice is completely ignored due to another agent? I think you should only get another agent for another genre if your agent specifically says, you know, I don't know how to handle this. I'm going to recommend you to a friend of mine. Because, you know, the agents, they know each other. They're it's a tight-knit group. This is why you're not supposed to look for a new agent before you break up with your old one, because, you know, they talk just like authors talk. And it doesn't make you look good. So, in short, write your book, get an agent, and then you know, you can mention that you've got something else in the works. But, you know, a lot of people think, and this is not specifically in reference to this last email I got, a lot of people send questions about what genre the book is in, or marketing questions, or pseudonym questions. And really, these are things that you usually think about after the book is done and at least on the market to be sold. I don't think if you're writing your first book to sell, or rather if you haven't sold your first book yet, I should say, don't waste your mental energy on genre questions or future books, or whether you should sell your trilogy as a trilogy or sell your first book as a first book, or what your name should be or whatever, because this is all stuff you can think about after your book's done. Right now you should just be thinking about your book. And hopefully by then you'll have an agent to represent you and you can work out with them the answers to these questions. I'm not saying I don't like to answer, and I'm not saying my answers are wrong. I'm just saying that the best person to answer this will be your agent when you work with one. If you're going to be self-publishing, that's a different topic. I guess we could cover that someday. But overall, right now, if you're trying to sell your book to a publisher and you're trying to get an agent to work with, just worry about the book. Worry about the book. The start, the finish, the middle. And speaking of which, someone on Twitter asked, at what point do you start submitting your book? And agents, as far as I know, they kind of hate it when you submit a book and they get excited about it, like the first 50 pages, and they want to read the rest and they hear it's not done. Writing the first good 50 pages, that's a challenge, but it's much easier than writing a whole book. So you can make 50 pages shine and then realize you don't know how to properly build suspense or properly bring off a climax or properly close the book. So you need to prove all of that. So with fiction, you need to have the book done before you query the agent. And yes, I know Paula Hawkins sold Girl on a Train with just a pitch, and she was a completely new writer, but that is the outlier, not the reality for most of us. Turned out to be a pretty good book, though. And I guess that's it for me. I'll be back online to talk to you tomorrow. If you have any questions, you can at me on Twitter, Mighty Mer. You can email me, mightymer@gmail.com, and the website is merverse.com. You can support the Patreon at patreon.com/mightymer, and I'll be sending a Discord invite to you new supporters later today, the new supporters at $5 and above. Thank you all very much, and I will talk to you tomorrow, and until then, you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Emilio. You can find more about him at johnemilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.